From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. You've heard a lot by now about the malicious software that spread like wildfire across computer networks using Microsoft's products. The ransomware kind of program that holds your computer's information hostage until you pay up was the result of a security flaw in Microsoft's software. It was apparently found by the National Security Agency for the purpose of using it in intelligence work, but then it was stolen by hackers and posted online for anyone to use as a digital weapon. Well, here to break it all down for us is cryptography professor at Johns Hopkins University, Matthew Green. Matthew, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Your average user, what do they need to know?
They need to install patches. And for most people, that means run Windows Update. Make sure it's turned on and your computer is getting updates regularly. If you do that, you're fine.
Tell me about our civilian understanding of how the government searches for, finds, and weaponizes tools like this. Why does the NSA do this?
Well, I mean, the NSA is our premier signals intelligence spy agency. Their job started out being, you know, collecting information from radio networks. And nowadays in 2017, the way you do signals intelligence is you hack information out of computer networks. So this is what we created them for.
Microsoft has kind of criticized in recent days the way the government goes about this. Is that just to kind of be expected? The private company in which the security hole exists, their software is kind of trying to shift the focus and possibly blame towards the government? Or does Microsoft have a point about the way the government goes about this kind of bug stockpiling?
Microsoft is certainly, you know, right to be upset that a series of very sophisticated hacking tools were developed at the National Security Agency and then subsequently lost.
Yep.
So nobody should be happy about that. And certainly I doubt the U.S. government is very happy about that. It is also true that the flaw itself that's being exploited is a flaw in a piece of Microsoft software. I'm sure they're not too happy to have people pointing that out.
Often these attacks have at least a two-pronged goal. One is financial gain and another maybe is related to national security. Do you have a sense of what this attack is really about?
So I think this attack is about financial gain. I think
full stop.
I think this is a group who got hold of this exploit. They quickly hacked together something where they could attach ransomware to it, and they sent it out into the world. And they actually didn't do a very good job. We're very lucky. Some very enterprising researchers managed to stop the worst of the infection. So these are not genius government-funded criminal hackers. They're probably just your run-of-the-mill ransomware hackers. The problem is there are people out there who have this capability and are much more sophisticated. And we haven't seen those people come after, you know, a global computer network yet. When they do, it's going to be very scary.
Matthew Green, he's cryptography professor at Johns Hopkins University. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, we have a whole huge series on hacktivism, hacking for political or social causes. You can find that at marketplacetech.org. The Garamba National Park is in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Another way to put that is that it's a place full of wildlife and surrounded by war. There's a new film about the park that surrounds the viewer by using virtual reality. Here's a clip from the film The Protectors.
That's it. Yeah.
Garamba is the absolute front line of wildlife crime on this continent. From all sides of the park, we're facing foreign militarized threats who have committed terrible war crimes and atrocities. And the only thing standing between them and killing elephants for ivory and profit are the park rangers.
The film follows those park rangers as they try to defend the park's wildlife from poachers. It was co-created with Oscar-winning director Catherine Bigelow, as in Zero Dark Thirty, The Hurt Locker, and Imran Ismail. He's a VR filmmaker. Imran, thanks for joining us. This thing is 8 minutes long. How come we haven't seen a lot of feature-length films in virtual reality yet?
This film, it took us almost a year. And, you know, it's 8 minutes. And so you have these limitations as a filmmaker and as a creator that you have to, you know, tell an extremely focused story. And when you watch these films, especially if you have a headset on, it's still not something that is extremely easy and or comfortable to do. And I think people still only have a small bandwidth that they can go through their experience for.
How long do you think until it becomes a real profitable exercise for filmmakers?
I'm just a filmmaker, and you know, I'm not a technologist, I'm not a futurist or anything like that. So it's hard for me to predict on out what that is. I guess.
But you must think about making money all the time. You got to make money.
I mean, I
you get paid, don't you?
I absolutely do sometimes. But yeah, I get paid in my mind to tell stories and to make films and to move and communicate with people. When I look at a lot of what's being made, there's two aspects. There's the technology side, that you know, what you use to create, and also how to experience the films, and that's going to continue to improve. And I think people are working very well towards that. But as you get more and more people comfortable past the novelty of what virtual reality is, what's going to have to carry the day to make it profitable is human truth and, yeah, you know, profound stories. And people are always going to be looking for experiences that give them some sort of access to who we are as human beings. And if experiences in virtual reality gives people that, well, then you're going to see a profitable industry that is going to be something that's going to be around for a long time and one that people should invest in.
Imran Ismail co-directed, along with Catherine Bigelow, the virtual reality film The Protectors: Walk in the Ranger's Shoes. Imran, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
We've shared the film The Protectors: Walk in the Ranger's Shoes at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.